it were midway between 7 and 8 o'clock, what time would you call that?
7:30.
7:30.
You could say half past 7, but 7:30 is a much simpler way. You can say it quicker.
Yeah.
You can say half past 7, but that's too long. I mean, it takes too many words to use that. I'd say 7:30.
What if it were 15 minutes later than half past 10? What would you say?
7:45.
Yeah.
Or you could say 15 minutes to 8. You could say it that way, but I'd say 7:45.
Well, say this expression. If you've been doing something for a long time, you say you've been doing that for quite...
Depend on who you're talking to. You say he's been doing it for quite a spell. You could say that, all right. That's not very good English. You could say yes. I've been doing it for a number of years, or been doing it for several years, or something like that.
Do you ever hear people say he's been doing that for quite a while?
Yeah. Quite a while is indefinite. That could be, quite a while could be anywhere from just a few days to several years. I mean, that doesn't tie it down on any particular time. Of course, it depends on what it was that they've been doing, as to whether they've been doing it very long. If they'd been attending some church, you could say, I've been doing, I wouldn't say quite a while, that would be indefinite to say they've been going to church for quite a while. That might mean anything. I'd say, well, I've been going there for about 10 years or 15 years, but if I say I've been going quite a while, that might not be just maybe a few months.
Quite a spell would be indefinite,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah, it would.
Say this phrase, if 1976 was last year, you'd call 1977
this year, and 1978 next year.
I'll ask a few questions about the weather. You know, the white puffy things you see in the sky, you just call those?
Well, those are just plain old cumulus clouds. Cumulus clouds or cirrus clouds are clouds. Some people don't know the difference between a cumulus cloud and a cirrus cloud. But a cumulus cloud is a low cloud, and a cirrus cloud is a high cloud made up of ice. Isoparticles. And the cirrus cloud is a thin cloud. I mean, you can see through it, but it's a cumulus cloud. These clouds that you can see up there are cumulus, and they're about 4,000 feet altitude.
Well, say if you went outside and it was the kind of day when there just weren't any clouds in the sky was blue and the sun was shining, might say something like, well, looks like we're
going to
have a
pretty day or a clear day, or...
Or say if it's not like that, you know, if you got a lot of dark clouds and the sun's not shining, say, well, this is sort of a...
You might say it looks like it's going to be a wet day, or may have some rain. We have some rain today. People are funny about the weather. Now, they can just bitch like hell about this hot weather. But let it rain for about 3 days here, and they'll just be bitching the other way around.
Folks,
you can't please them. You can't please them for anything.
You ever hear people say, we did have a gloomy day today?
Well, yes, they'll say that too. It's a nasty old day today. Damn it to hell, I wish the weather changed. That's, a lot of them talk that way, and as drouthy as it is, and that may be a colloquial term to say drouthy, but it's used around here. As drouthy as this weather is right now, and we haven't had a substantial rain in, I'd say, 3.5 months.
Well,